Peril in the Mist by Robert Swindles, read by Andy Crane. Chapter 1. If you say it quick. Now then, you two. Farmer Denton looked up from his copy of the Lenten Echo. It was tea time, and he was reading at the table, which Mrs. Denton reckoned was rude. His two daughters looked across at him. "What is it?" asked Jillo. "Well, you're forever looking for something to do, aren't you? You and the boys." The boys, Mickey and Shaz, were his daughter's best friends. In fact, the four of them, together with Mickey's dog Raider, were a sort of gang. The Outfit, they called themselves, and they'd shared quite a few adventures. Jillo nodded. "Anything's better than boredom, Dad." "Right," agreed Titch, "anything." At 7, she was the youngest member of the Outfit, unless you count Raider, who was 4. The farmer smiled. "That's what I thought, so listen to this." He read aloud from the piece which had caught his eye. "Janice Donaldson, age 5, pictured here, is a bright, lively little girl. She is also very seriously ill. Her parents are Jim and Molly Donaldson of Shifley Road, Lenton." A tearful Mrs. Donaldson told our reporter, "Janice suffers from a rare disorder, which can be cured by a special operation. There's only one surgeon performing this operation, and he's in Hungary. Jim and I want her to have it, but we've been told it'll cost £5,000, not counting such things as airfares and hotels. With my husband out of work, we can't possibly get hold of a sum like that. It breaks our hearts to know there's this chance for our little girl, and we can't give it to her." The Echo can reveal that the Lenton Community Association has taken Janice's case on board and is looking for ways to raise money. Any organisation or individual with a fundraising idea should contact the Community Association Secretary on Lenton 4287. Mr. Denton stopped reading and looked up. "Why don't the four of you get together and think up a fundraising scheme? I'm sure you'd come up with something if you put your minds to it, and it's a very worthy cause."